Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last time on the Wizard Scroll.
Oh, shit. She's right outside. I gotta go grab her. Thanks, guys. You know, for a bunch of gurgling, shambling nightmare creatures, you aren't so bad.
Hey, don't mention it.
Well, break time's over. Get her, boys!
This time on the Wizard Scroll. How's it hanging, ladies and folks? My name is Chris R.R. Bauzo, and this is my show. You're about to hear the Season 3 finale of my ongoing sword and sorcery sci-fi narrative. A story written, read, performed, and edited, all with your earholes in mind. But don't even concern yourself with going back to catch up quite yet, because this episode, like any episode... You know what? On second thought, this one might not be the best place to start, but if you're here on the part 4, you probably heard the first 3 already. So all I need you to do right now is sit back, relax, and allow me to unfurl the motherfucking wizard scroll. Crystal found herself surrounded right quick by homunculi of all kinds. Those gross, corpulent, half-wizard, half-animal hybrids, wearing naught but towels wrapped around their waists. Instinctively, she removed her force-pull dagger from the scabbard at her hip, spinning in circles as to keep a better eye on all her assailants at once.
Well, well, wellany well. Looks like we got ourselves an intruder among us. You know what that means, boys.
Not one step. If any of you little fuckers move, I'm gonna start making Swiss cheese out of all of y'all, right? I got 2 eyes and a whole lot of eye lasers, and I ain't afraid to use them.
Hey, that bitch just broke the chandelier.
Good thing it was a neck gun, Jericho. Now she can't fight back.
You monsters! Let me go, I swear to Goblin Jesus. You do anything to me?
Shut up, bitch! All right, boys, now let's all get dressed and take our new prisoner to a cell.
Oh, that's okay then.
Freeze, dirtbags.
Scar!
Well, 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 some more. If it isn't our Code Scarlet in the flesh. See, guys, I told you it didn't. I'm dying.
I swear on your mama's maiden name, for every second you do not release her, I will kill another one of you bloody bastards. One.
All right, fine. Now would you please stop?
You two, untie her now. Now the rest of you get the fuck out of here before anyone realizes those were my last 2 shots.
Scar, oh, thank goodness you're all right. And thank you for saving me.
Oh, babe, you know I always got your back.
Wait a minute. Didn't she say she ran out of ammo?
Run.
I know the way. Follow me.
Our heroines immediately found themselves plunged into a deep pool of water, which apparently had been installed in this chamber in lieu of a floor. And let me tell you, it was so deep that neither the elf nor the huntress could see the bottom. All they saw was the inky black darkness beckoning to them from below. As they watched for a moment longer, faintly glowing yellow lights could be seen in the inky black depths, like a night sky bespeckled with stars. Except these weren't stars at all, for the lights grew brighter and closer by the second. As the darkened silhouettes those glowing yellow eyes were attached to began swimming madly in their direction.
Scar, get on my back! Now!
What? Why?
Just do it!
Scarletta obeyed, straddling Crystal from behind as the elf kicked her leg so goddamn fast that a sonic boom erupted out behind her. This stunned their encroaching aquatic adversaries for a moment. Just enough time for the duo to get a decent head start. But the myriad sets of glowing yellow eyes and the homunculi they were attached to soon came to their senses and set upon the intruders in their midst. They were an awful lot, those half-wizard, half-fish abominations. Bass, catfish, trout, swordfish, octopus, you name a fish, there was a half-azatas hybrid of it down there, but I swear to good golly goblin Jesus. And those nightmare creatures glided through the water at speeds that rivaled even the elf and her blood-stained scarf of super-fast running.
Crystal, they're gaining on us!
Your Gatling crossbow's in my bag. Grab it and shoot him!
Right. Now chase 69 arrows per minute, you big floppy fish, you!
Scarletta held her Gatling crossbow aloft with one arm, clutching Crystal tightly with the other as she mowed down fish creatures left and right. The inky black depths were now tinged with a shade of red, but still that horde of undersea critters remained hot on their tail. Even as the huntress decimated their number with her rapid-fire assault, there were always more. Where one seahorse hybrid was shot down, two prawn hybrids were there to take its place. Where two piranha hybrids were both impaled with the same arrow, four shark hybrids rose from the depths and began to give chase as well. All while Crystal continued frantically swimming across the chamber, her magic scarf imbuing her with just enough speed to have a fighting chance.
Cabe, I'm giving them all she's got. They just keep coming.
Almost there.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I'm fresh out of arrows.
Hang on to something, Scar. We're coming in hot.
The elf breached from the brine mere moments before disaster, reaching the other side of this chamber just in time.
Wow. I was way too close for comfort. For a second there, I thought we were fucked.
Yeah, same.
The women, drenched in water and the blood of their enemies, emerged through the double doors that stood before them. But upon seeing what awaited them on the other side, the pair couldn't help but stand there slack-jawed. For now, they found themselves in a fully staffed kitchen, complete with various homunculi and chef outfits. They scrambled about, preparing food and loading said food into wheelbarrows to be hauled out through the door on the far wall. One homunculus in particular stood out among the rest, with his flowing blonde hair, piercing blue eyes, and soothing lilt of the Queen's English on his tongue.
You call this a bloody bumblebee pie? Bruv, this tastes like dingleberries from Ork J. Simpson's asshole, you fucking donkey.
Chef Pamsy! I'm sorry. I'm allergic to the bumbleberries, so I use the dingleberries instead.
You bumbling buffoon! You put actual dingleberries in this pie? Get the fuck out of my kitchen!
Oh, Mamma Mia, Papa Pia, I'm a ruin! I'm a ruin!
Hey, guy! Watch out for the... Man-eating fish monsters.
Come on, you sniveling tossers. Look alive. Mother hungers for bumblebee pie. We have a recipe for the love of bollocks. Now, do any of you daft punks know how to read? Because I don't. I'm surrounded by imbeciles.
Pause up the secret formula, Blondie.
Oi! You there, intruders. Dripping fucking water all over my nice clean kitchen floor. Yes? Hello? I presume this recipe belongs to you then?
Yeah, it's mine. And it kinda has a lot of sentimental value. So how's about you hand it over before I do something drastic?
She and Tarot Bang.
No, you don't understand. Mother hungers I need to make her 142 of these pies before this whole tower comes crumbling down on our heads. She's rather large and rather impatient, you see.
What are you waiting for, Scar? Do something drastic.
But, fine. Listen, you half-man, half-Englishman abomination. If I teach you the recipe, will you please give me my paper back?
Fair enough, love. I can't bloody read anyway.
Scar, are you sure about this? He's the enemy.
I don't think we have a choice, Crystal. Besides, once this guy gets a taste of Gloria Questman's famous bumbleberry pie, he'll be putty in our hands. Just let me cook, all right? I've got this. First, we'll make the filling. Now grab a large bowl. We're going to add 6 cups of fresh bumbleberries, 2/3 cup of sugar, 1/4 cup of flour, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and now for the secret ingredient, 2 heaping squirts of sriracha sauce.
Sriracha? Are you off your trolley?
Like a motherfucking fox I am. Now, Mr. Pansy.
Please, call me Morgan.
Okay. Morgan, keep mixing that up until it gets all smooth and homogenous. Burst a few berries if you have to. The filling cannot be dry, or else the flavors don't mix together right.
Yes, chef.
Perfect. Now that we've poured our filling into the crust and laid out our lattice on top, we're going to want to bake this at 420 degrees for 25 minutes.
Mmm, why I say, that pie smells absolutely fucking heavenly, darling. I do believe the aroma has formed into a beckoning finger that's causing me to hover in midair and float towards it. Now, let's have a taste, shall we? Mmm. Oh, positively scrummy. Finally, some good fucking food. Here, take your paper. Thanks for all the help. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got 142 pies to make. Don't! Stir that filling till it's nice and moist, you hear? Oi! Easy with the sriracha, you barn animal. There's a fucking shortage. Roll that dough. Go on then, you fucking cunts. Put your backs into it.
Let's roll.
Wait. Where in the bloody spunking fuck do you twats think you're going?
Isn't the manna well this way?
Well, yes, but you can't go in there. That's Mother's sanctum. No intruders allowed.
Listen, pal. We're not going back to the nightmare fish creature room, and we're not staying here.
So, by process of elimination, you can deduce that Mother is about to have some unexpected company. Come on, babe, let's bounce.
No bother. Well, they're fucked.
How many times has this happened to you? You're looking for a decent voice actor to really bring your script to life, and you end up with guys like this.
Hold on, let me deep throat my microphone real quick.
Yeah, let me remove that pop filter so you can really hear my mouth noises. So,
hi, Billy Mays here with a fantastic new service that's taken the voice acting world by storm. Introducing the Wizard Scroll line of services, now available on Fiverr. If you're in need of professional-grade voice acting for podcasts, cartoons, YouTube videos, reels, shorts, musicals, and more, then boy do I know the perfect guy for you! If you've heard any of the content Chris has put out over the past 3 years or so, then you already know the kind of quality your boy can deliver. So if you need fast, reliable service from a guy who gives a goddamn, get yourself to Fiverr.com today!
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The women stepped into a large, cavernous crevasse, bracing themselves for the worst thing either of them could possibly imagine. But still, they were not prepared for the unholy behemoth that lay in wait before them.
Oh, yes. Feed me more, please.
So this must be Mother.
Ugh. would have something like this in his basement.
I know, right? It even looks like him. Same old hat, same old beard. Why am I not surprised?
Indeed. Just as the women ascertained, this colossal, worm-like creature sprawling across the length of the chamber was Mother. The very spawn of all the homunculi Crystal and Scarletta had encountered on their fetch quest thus far.
Oh, yeah!
Her repugnant, off-white flesh was lined with thousands upon thousands of nipples, which periodically oozed a familiar-looking green slime that made Crystal gag as she put two and two together. Various homunculi hauled wheelbarrows to and fro, dumping loads of food directly into Mother's gaping maw, before returning to the kitchen and beginning the cycle anew. Presently, one homunculus in particular returned to the sanctum not with food, but with a live deer, screeching and writhing in primal, abject fear as it was dragged to the center of the chamber and deposited into that massive, waiting mouth all the same.
Oh, yes.
And lo, a new homunculus was born. A half-man, half-deer hybrid which waddled up to his mother and began suckling on the nearest available teat.
Oh, yes. Get your mana straight from the source, my child. Now, boys.
Yes, mother.
Feed me an owl next. I want to make an owl baby.
Sheesh. She's a huge bitch.
Ah! Intruders! In my sanctum!
More likely than you'd think.
Seize them!
Motherfucking Mother's minions cast their wheelbarrows aside and set upon the intrepid intruders in their midst. Dozens of the abominations now stood in standoff as the perilous pair pressed their backs together and brandished their weapons of choice. With no more mana, arrows, or plasma bullets at their disposal, the pickings were slim, but the elf still had her laser eyes and her trusty force pole dagger, and the huntress her recently acquired scimitar.
Crystal, I've got an idea. You see all the mana coming out of that thing's teats, right?
Ugh, don't remind me. Wait, you're thinking what I'm thinking, aren't you?
What are you waiting for, my children? Attack!
In a series of choreographed motions so quick that they'd make your mama say, "Oh, heck nah, I didn't know they made flying elves now," Scarletta launched Crystal gracefully into the air.
"Oh, heck nah, I didn't know they made flying elves now."
The elf drop-kicked her way right into the nearest homunculus's face, springboarded off and did a flip before drop-kicking into another homunculus's face. Or was it his ass? Anyway, while all that was going on, Scarletta tore through abominations left and right with her scimitar. That long, curved blade which cut fools in twain with the lightning-quick efficiency of a fruit ninja.
Ah! There's too many of them!
But alas, there were just too many of them. The elf had successfully parkoured her way over to the center of the crevasse and was just about to take a sip from one of those oozing orifices when she turned to see Scarletta getting trampled by the nightmare creatures. So she clutched her dagger with her robot arm, pulled back, and prepared to launch it in the huntress's direction.
Scar! Catch! Now hold on tight!
Crystal braced her outstretched robot arm with her regular arm as she clenched as hard as she could, force pulling her dagger with Scarletta in tow.
Damn, babe, good thinking.
No problemo, fellow babe. Now cover me as I imbibe this mana.
Right.
Oh, what the frick, frackin' fuck is going on down there? I know there ain't intruders all up in my tank right now! Boys, come on! What part of seize them don't you understand?
Crystal, how's it looking down there? We've got company!
420 milliliters of mana acquired.
I'm trying, okay? Just hold them off as long as you can. Oh my god, this is so gross.
Ah! Scarletta dual-wielded her scimitar and the elf's dagger as she slashed into the encroaching homunculi once again, slicing through those half-wizard, half-animal hybrids with reckless abandon, right there in front of their mother. And let me tell you, she was having none of it. The mother screeched and squealed like a pig as she bore witness to the wholesale slaughter of her babies. So with a single wide swipe of her tail, the colossal creature swept the huntress off her feet and sent her careening into the cold stone wall.
696.9 milliliters of mana acquired.
Scar, are you okay?
Troublesome little elf.
Hey, hands off the merchandise, Mother Vault Cretans. I didn't get my full liter yet.
Oh, I like you. You look delicious. I'm going to put you in my mouth now.
What? No. You don't want to eat me. I'm lactose intolerant.
Crystal!
Scar!
Scarletta had recovered from her collision and presently charged back into the fray as she locked eyes with the elf and leapt into the air.
You know what to do.
Still bound in the mother's clutches, Crystal clenched once more, force-pulling her dagger and the huntress attached to it straight for them.
Fuck you! That's my girl you're messing with!
And here came Scarletta, flying through the air with both blades brandished.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Like the hurtling hot mess she was, the huntress smashed into Mother's face at a rate of approximately 69 miles per hour. More than fast enough to blast clean through to the other side of her head in an explosion of bloody brains and bits of bone, which now coated the huntress and the nearby wall in equal measure. As the remaining homunculi stood dumbfoundedly in a wide berth around their mother, unable or unwilling to retaliate until they all began melting into a green and brown slurry on the cavern floor.
Oh, Mother, look what your favorite son, Morgan Pemsey, has brought you. 142 bumblebee pies, fresh from the oven. Oh, bloody, bloody, bloody fuck.
I do believe I'm melting. How dreadful.
Babe, check it. A chest just manifested itself into existence over here.
Hopefully my gauntlets are in there. Oh, yes, there they are.
What do we have here? A book with a face? How freaky.
We can have Shmo take a look at that later, but right now we need to find a way out of this godforsaken hack hole.
Well, there is a door over yonder. Oh, but I didn't get my full liter of mana yet.
Crystal, Antoine, Everfall, for the love of fuck, you had one job!
Don't worry about it, babe. We can find a measly 303.1 milliliters of mana somewhere else.
Oh, yeah? Like where, babe? We just fucking killed the mana well.
I don't know, but we'll figure it out. Now let's get the frick out of this fucking place.
All right, fine. I think the stale dungeon air is getting to my head anyway. It feels like we've been down here for like 3 months, am I right?
Yeah, totally. I just can't believe the mana well turned out to be a living being.
Or not.
Upon entering this final chamber, Crystal and Scarletta were hit with a pair of revelations the likes of which made the women slap their foreheads in frustration. Revelation number one. The mana well was not a living being at all, for there was a cliche-ass well filled with mana right there in the center of the room, complete with a little bucket on a rope and everything.
1 liter of mana acquired. Please report back to Engineer Supreme Smo Renegan for further instructions.
And revelation number two, adds it as the wise had apparently installed an elevator down here that bypassed the entire dungeon. The women stepped inside.
Shit.
And found themselves transported all the way back up to the penthouse suite of the Wizard Tower. And lo, just like that, their entire adventure, Scarletta's kidnapping, Wronghalf's death, Daniel in general, all of it, was rendered completely unnecessary. As the camera panned up and up and up and up and all the way up to the night sky, revealing a new constellation of stars that look just like Wronghalf, the late Reverse Centaur. Rest in power. Rest in power. How's it hanging, ladies and folks? My name is Chris R.R. Balzo, and today I bring you an exciting news bulletin. I've launched a brand new secondary feed, the Wizard Scroll Knights.
Knights!
Prepare your pretty little ear holes for all the dark, daring, and downright delightful side content that's just too hot to be contained in the Wizard Scroll proper. From now on, this will be the place to go for all my wizard hangs.
So what was, like, the inspiration behind your current series that you're doing now?
Like, my cock in general, or...
Yeah, like your cock in general.
Wizard rolls.
Can I get that ghost pepper ranch sandwich? That's number 9 now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, perfect.
Wizards in my city.
What is this jaw? Well, that's normal water. It says, gamer girl bath water. What is this?
That's normal water.
And other things as well.
Hello there, everybody. My name is Lyke Mindell, and I'm a chocoholic.
I like Mindell.
So don't miss out on the adventures that await ye in the moonlit alleys of the Wizard Scroll Knights.
Knights.
Subscribe now and thank me later.
Because things are about to get weird.
With the monster defeated, the MacGuffin acquired, and the quest to the wizard's basement finally behind them, our perilous pair of heroines sat in the Wizard Tower's penthouse suite, admiring the view of the forest as they passed a doobie back and forth.
Not gonna lie, Crystal. That whole quest was a fucking disaster.
You're telling me. Poor Wronghalf. But hey, at least we got our mana. One step closer to our bloody vengeance against that piece of wizard shit.
Oh shit, I just remembered. Azatas is dead.
What? Really? How do you know? What happened?
We were locked up in the same cell and I fucking choked his shit out twice, babe. It was awesome.
And you're sure it wasn't just one of his nightmare creatures?
He was the OG. No goop or slime or animal parts or anything.
Is that so? Then who, pray tell, is that?
Crystal asked as she pointed out the window, directing everyone's attention down to the naked old man slithering along the forest floor. Evidently, Chapolina in Azataz's body had made her great escape from the dungeon after all. But for the women, that was neither here nor there. For when they spotted the object of their ire buck-ass nude in the clearing, they sprung to action immediately.
Shmo! We're back.
We've got the mana! And a guest.
I say, this is quite the surprise. As it is the wise in the flesh, I'm honestly shocked that you two bothered to bring him all the way here instead of killing him on the spot.
That's the thing. We did kill him, like 6 or 7 times at least, but he kept magically respawning, so we tied him up instead.
Is that so? Surely a master spellcaster such as this should have put up a formidable fight.
Now that you mention it, yeah. So he just kind of stood there and took it for the most part. He hasn't spoken a word either.
He did use a translator spell on himself at one point. Said something about a space kraken and a Freaky Friday spell, but I thought it was just a crock of orc shit.
A Freaky Friday spell? Oh dear. Let me have a word with him. Crystal, would you kindly remove the man's bull gag?
Right.
What is your name and rank, stranger? And how in space Jesus' name have you come to occupy this man's body?
I am Chapulina the Space Kraken, Squid God of the Bermuda Quadruplices. I was just been chilling in my lair, accepting an offer from some of my loyal space pirates when all of a sudden, the sacrifice started fighting back. I managed to beat the man within a centimeter of his life, but with his dying breath he fucking swapped bodies with me. After being eaten alive by my own space kraken mouth, I awoke spooning with a man named Daniel.
What the fuck are you doing here? I'm naked!
Oh, the horrors. The suffering. The pain I have endured. Untold, ceaseless, never-ending nightmares. I wish for nothing more than an end to this agony.
I know, right? This place fucking sucks. There is literally zero space phone service here, either.
So, what's the deal, Schmo?
Yeah, what does this all mean?
It means that our target is no longer a wily old wizard, but a colossal fifth-dimensional squid god with legions of space pirates under his command.
Yikes.
All right, so if this is an Azataz, then what should we do with her?
Fuck that squid bitch. It's because of her and her dastardly space pirates that I was marooned here in the first place.
And that about does it for Season 3 of The Wizard Scroll. Thanks for tuning in to me screaming about wizards for a half hour. If you're still here, odds are that you've enjoyed what you just heard and are stoked for more. Well, fear not, because we've got 3 whole seasons worth of episodes right here to check out while you wait for the next one to drop. And or check out Wizard Scroll Nights. Where I've got a whole cavalcade of random shit, skullduggery interviews and whatnot for you to enjoy in preparation for Season 4. I'd like to take this time right now to thank everybody who's been a part of this community, like especially recently, everybody joining in the Discord, you know, just gassing me up, boosting my ego like this. This is wonderful. This is everything I could have ever asked for, so thank you, Gavin Reiser, my boy. You've been with me for so long. Thank you for everything. Sean McBee, Mr. Fandom Lim himself, thank you. You saw my potential before anyone else. Skylar Giordano, my boy. My father, my son, my Holy Spirit. James Hart as well. You too. Omega Star 7 has been a second home for me. It's my home away from home. I'd like to thank Tim Jennings for not only being embodying the man, the myth, the legend, King Rodney himself, but for prior works that have inspired me to do what I'm doing right now. You're very much at least a contributing factor for why I'm here doing what I'm doing right now, standing right here with this microphone. Chrissy, Gabby, the two of you are just wonderful. Getting to know you, it's been a really great time. Having actual females voice my female roles, it just feels right now. It really does. Kirzu, a.k.a. Mr. fucking Morgan Pamsey himself. Thanks for coming on the show. Fucking check him out. Check out his link in the description as well. And of course, we have Ace D Wizard and Dr. Phil. Two really solid dudes. Fucking telling stories, shooting shit, cracking wise with them over on Wizard Hang, over on Wizard Scroll Nights. Has been a delight. And of course, my patrons, Umbriel Shadow, check him out. He's got a podcast of his own now, the Time Wasters Association Today, Twat. I've had a minor appearance there. You might hear something familiar. And of course, Kurt, a.k.a. Motorhead. You know, I haven't talked to you much, but you know what? You seem like a real nice guy. I appreciate you giving me $4.20 a month. And that about does it for this here ramble. Word of mouth is how this show can continue to grow. So share the shit out of it with everyone you know. And until next season.
Now buckle your fuggles, buckaroos. because next season on The Wizard Scroll, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Graham Shapiro is a decent man.
Gideon Media's hit sci-fi thriller, Give Me Away, returns.
There's a lot of people screaming in that prison right now.
So screen me. Just know up front, I'm going to have input.
What happened? Are you all right?
Dad.
Tell us everything.
It seems like you want to scare us into thinking you're going to let us starve.
But should your treatment of us ever cause this decent man to let me off the leash again, anything is possible.
Give Me Away Season 2, starting April 11th.